Many years ago, whenever I was but a boy, one summer my parents decided we'd go for a holiday to the land of Wales. And there in Wales, we went along one day to an old Welsh mine that had been turned into a museum. And at that mine, as we entered and after we'd paid, we were each given one of those hard hats with a little lamp in the front of it. And then the group that we were with, we all went into the shaft. We went down into the mine. And there in that mine, there was maybe 10, 15 of us and the guide. And there in that mine, we walked and we could see the different things that those miners had to live with and what their work entailed. We were taken into one particular room. And then we were taken into the room when the last person came in, they were asked to shut the door in that room. Then the guide, he says, I'm going to count to three, and on the count of three, I want everybody to turn off their lamp. And so we counted to three, and everybody turned off their lamp. Suddenly, we went from seeing each other to seeing absolutely nothing. There in that space, I knew my mom and my dad. They were standing right next to me, but I couldn't even see them. I couldn't even make out their frame. Never mind see their faces. Not thought and that memory which I have reminds me a lot of the life which Bartimaeus had to live with and had to endure every day. Here this man of Bartimaeus lived at the city of Jericho, a city in those days in the Bible times which has been blessed with much sunshine and still is to this day. I wish we could have some of that blessing sometimes. Get out and you see the rain. I'm glad I don't have to work outside anymore in it. But I remember, when you think of Bartimaeus, you think of him there in the bright sunshine, and you think of the fragrances and the smells around Jericho, that place that was known as the city of fragrance. You had the palm trees and you had the rose bushes. And yet here was a man and he couldn't see any of it. Here was a man, even in the midday sun, whenever the sun is at its highest in the sky, everything to him was black. And here, Bartimaeus, that man, yes, he's blind. But then his other senses are heightened, aren't they? Not what they say of blindness, or whenever you lose one of your senses, the other senses become enhanced. Bartimaeus, the man which we have before us, he's blind. He can't see the trees, can't see the roses, can't see the people, can't see the walls, can't see anything. I want us to focus tonight our attention on this man. There's three points which we want to consider in relation to Bartimaeus tonight. The first we find in the verse 46, it's a condition of the man. Verse 46, it says, and as they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, this, of course, is speaking of our Lord and Savior. Great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway begging. Here we find Bartimaeus, he's blind physically. The Bible doesn't tell us, but we can assume, and we could take it, that he has maybe been blind from birth. His life consisted of begging every single day. When he woke up in the morning, he was in darkness. He couldn't live, he couldn't survive, he couldn't go and work. He had to beg for every single scrap which he had. The rags upon his back, probably had to beg for them too. Every single penny, every single morsel of food which he had every single day, or maybe there was days when he didn't eat. Bartimaeus, day after day after day, all he had to do was beg. He couldn't do anything else. You know, in this day and generation in which we live, of course we have the NHS, we've all the grants, we've all the benefits, we've the guide dogs, we've braille writing, we've so many privileges for all the different communities that are physically not, shall we say, 100%. If you're blind, you have the braille. There's so many different ways in which they can be blessed and undertaken for in these days. But yet in biblical times, Bartimaeus was discarded. Nobody cared for him. Nobody loved him. Nobody looked after him. Nobody said, Bartimaeus, come to our house. You can live with us. No. Bartimaeus was there at the side of the road. You know, Bartimaeus was not only physically blind, he was also spiritually blind. The child of God, sinner alike tonight. That's the way we're all born. They tell us in Psalm 51, verse 5, "Behold, in sin did my mother conceive me, shapened in iniquity." It's not the life that we have. When we're born into this world, we're born in sin, we're shapened in iniquity. And sin, from the minute we are born right through our lives, that's all we live for and that's all we have until the Lord steps in. Bartimaeus was blind physically and spiritually. Bartimaeus was physically in poverty, and he was spiritually in poverty. The condition of the man. See, we didn't have, whenever we were born, we don't have the riches of Christ bestowed upon us. Yes, we have the temporal blessings. Yes, we have the health, maybe, and the breath in our lungs, the food upon our table, the clothes upon our back, the traveling mercies every day. But we don't have salvation. We cannot say when we are born and when we're young that we are born and we have the Lord abiding in our hearts. No. Because of the sin of Adam. And friend, here tonight, the sins of Adam there in the Garden of Eden are passed from generation to generation to generation. And every single person that is born in sin and is spiritually blind. You can imagine Bartimaeus, and he's there at the side of the road each and every single day. As we said earlier, the other senses are heightened. And the hearing would be heightened. He'd be there and he'd hear the footsteps as they come walking and the voices of the different people as they come to and fro from the city of Jericho. And he's there and he's at the side of the road, and maybe the odd time somebody would sit with him and maybe talk to him. Maybe tell him about Jesus. Now, I earnestly believe as you study that chapter, Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was. There was those occasions during the day when people stopped and told him, "Have you heard about Jesus Christ? Have you heard about this man who's come from Nazareth? This man who turned water into wine? This man who raised Jairus' daughter from the dead? The man who fed 5,000 with just loaves and fishes? And then he went on to feed 4,000 with the exact same loaves and fishes." Bartimaeus heard it all. Bartimaeus is there at the side of the road, and suddenly there's a day comes and things are different. Instead of the ones and the twos that are walking past him, suddenly there's great throngs of people. Bartimaeus is there at the side of the road, and instead of hearing one footstep or two footsteps, he's hearing throngs of people. See, that day was a special day. That was the day and Jesus was passing by. And friend, here tonight, maybe you throughout your life have heard the stories and have learned the Bible. Maybe you've had a faithful mother or a faithful father or a friend or a neighbor or a grandmother, and from the day and hour that you were born and whenever you were able to sit upon their knee, they told you about Jesus. They told you about the great love of our Savior. You learned the different miracles of Christ. You learned the different stories of the Bible, of David, Goliath, Daniel, and the lion's den. You also learned that Christ went to the cross and died for your sins. And here in this occasion, Bartimaeus is found at the side of the road. And no doubt, as those people were thronging past him, then he comes and he's no doubt shouting out, "What's going on? What's going on? What's happening? What's happening?" Somebody tells him it's Jesus. Jesus is passing this way. The Lord, the Savior, the one that has done so many amazing miracles throughout our land. Jesus is passing this way. Friend here tonight, that's the same message which we can say tonight. Jesus is passing this way. Friend, maybe you've never heard the gospel before. Jesus is passing this way tonight. Maybe you've heard it Sunday by Sunday. You've been here faithfully week by week. And every single Sunday you've walked back through the doors ignoring the gospel and ignoring the appeal that is made at the end. Jesus is passing this way once again. I trust and pray that you will respond as Bartimaeus responded. That whenever you hear that Christ is coming and that Christ is passing this way, your actions will be the same as Bartimaeus' actions. See, Bartimaeus, you can imagine he spoke to people. If they ever had the money, no doubt he went along to the local physicians, to the doctors, and of course they could do nothing for him. They couldn't cure the blindness. They couldn't do a thing. But here, when Bartimaeus, he heard the throng of people and he asked what was going on, and the people came back and they said, it's Jesus. Jesus is passing this way. Bartimaeus, he said, this is my chance. This is my opportunity to meet the Savior, to meet the one who can make a difference in my life. See, he took his chance. Friend here tonight, are you going to take your chance? Christ is passing this way. Are you going to take the opportunity to come and meet him? To come and to let him make a difference in your life? Are you going to take that opportunity tonight? You know, Bartimaeus was wise. He didn't know if he was ever going to see Christ again or meet Christ in this earth again. He didn't know if Christ was ever going to come to Jericho again. No. He got up and he took his chance straight away. Notice with me, secondly, not only the condition of the man, but notice the cry of the man. In verse 47, it says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Now, those words are all that needs to be cried this night. See, Bartimaeus, whenever he was there at the side of the road, he was fully accepting that Jesus was his only hope. He was there at the side of the road and he knew the one that was walking this way, the one that was passing through Jericho, was the only one who could save him and who could help him and who could heal him. And friend, tonight you may try everything in this world. You may try the different religions. You may try the different faiths and everything else in this world. But let me tell you this, according to Scripture, there is only one way, and it's Jesus. There's only one way in which you can be healed from your spiritual blindness, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus, he was here, and he started to cry, have mercy upon me. See, Jesus, as he recorded in John 14 and 6, he said himself, I am the way, the truth and the life. He didn't say there was any other way. He didn't say there was another person to go to. Yes, he quoted many times from the books of Moses and from the Psalms, but he never once said, go to the law of Moses for your salvation. No, he says, I am the only way. I am the truth and the life. Didn't the apostle Peter in Acts 4, verse 12, didn't he say the same? Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. It's only Christ. And there in the road, Bartimaeus, he started that cry. He says, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. You know, I often think whenever you read that, they have mercy upon me, think of the publican, the Pharisee. There in the temple, the Pharisee is full of his riches and of robes. The Pharisee is praying the great big prayers. I thank thee, Lord, that I am not like others. What's the publican's prayer? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What does it say at the end of that there prayer? That the publican was the one who went home justified. Why? Because he realized he was nothing and he needed Christ. Friend, you can pray the big prayers like the Pharisee, but you'll never be justified. You can look at yourself as being something great in this world, but it will never save you. You can look at the bank account, you can look at the friends that you have, but nothing will get you salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And Bartimaeus knew it. And sadly, when Bartimaeus started crying unto the Lord, isn't it always the case the devil will start and try and stop? Verse 48, what does it say? Many charged him that he should hold his peace. See, the devil will never want you to come to Christ. Bartimaeus was there at the side of the road. He saw his one chance, his one opportunity to come to Christ. The devil will never, ever help you to come to the Lord and to the Savior. The devil placed it in those people's hearts to try and to get him to stop, to try and to get him to hold his peace, to sit in silence at the side of the road. They didn't care for him. They weren't the ones that were standing, helping him up, clearing the way for him to get to Christ. No, they wanted him to stop. Praise God, Bartimaeus didn't stop. You know, friend, tonight, there's many different people in this world which will try and hold you back. Maybe your family. Maybe you're saying, well, preacher, I'd love to come to Christ, but I'm worried about what my wife or my husband, I'm worried about what my children will say if I come to Jesus. Preacher, I'm worried about my job. If I become a Christian, then I couldn't do the job I'm doing. Preacher, I'd have to give up so much in my life. I'd have to leave all the hobbies, all the interests. I'd have to give up this. I'd have to give up that. Preacher, I love my weekends. I love going out for the social drink. I love being with the friends, having the crack, everything else. All those excuses take you to hell. Every single one of those excuses will not get you closer to heaven. Rather, they're all excuses that the devil will place in your mind to stop you from coming to Christ. But tell me tonight, are you like Bartimaeus? See, in verse 48, whenever they told him to hold his peace, what does it say? He cried the more a great deal. Whenever you want to come to Christ, let me tell you this, never, ever stop. Never listen to the devil. Never listen to any of the excuses that are placed in your mind. No, rather, be like Bartimaeus and cry the more. See, Bartimaeus was there at the side of the road. He wasn't going to miss his chance. How often the devil will place in your mind, well, you're just young. You've got loads of years left. Come another time. Enjoy your life for a season. Yeah, sure, of course you want to be saved, absolutely. Just enjoy life. Is there one person in this world today that can say with an assurance of when they're going to die? Is there one person in this world today that can say with an assurance, I have X number of years left? Rather, isn't there people being buried every single day? Even in our small nation. Yes, there's those that die in old age and they die in their homes, having lived a long life. But friend, go to any graveyard in the entire country and you'll find those who die in their 40s or 30s or 20s, you'll find children in graves as well. No man knoweth what a day will bring forth. But it is appointed unto man once to die. Know what Scripture says? Every man, woman, and child has their appointed time. That's one appointment they'll never miss. And they'll never be late for. See, nothing was going to stop Bartimaeus from getting to Christ. Bartimaeus, he cried with the more. He cried with the more determination in his voice. My son of David, have mercy upon me. Then notice what happened next. Verse 49, Jesus stood still. You can imagine that day, as we've said, the hundreds upon hundreds that were there lining the route for Jesus as he passed by. You can imagine the commotion, the activity, the footsteps, the noise, the excitement in the people. And yet when one man cried out, Christ heard him. Out of all the noise and all the commotion that was in that place that day, when Bartimaeus cried, Christ heard him. See, friend, it doesn't matter how many people around the world are praying at the one time. You pray the sinner's prayer, have mercy upon my soul, Christ will hear you. You can be assured of that. It doesn't matter if every single Christian in the entire family of God is praying at the one time, every single prayer is heard. Doesn't matter if you cry unto the Lord through the night. The Lord has promised He is a God that never slumbers and never sleeps. And here was Bartimaeus, and he cried unto the Lord, and above all the commotion, Christ heard him and Christ stopped. Why? Because there was one that was asking Him for mercy. 1 John 1, the verse 9. A great promise, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive them. Forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise, sinner, that you can cling to tonight. You confess your sins to God, He will hear them, yes, and praise God, He will answer that prayer. And He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Bartimaeus came to Christ that night, or that day. And as he stood before Christ, Jesus asked him, He says, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" You know, there and then when Bartimaeus was asked that question, he could have given any answer. He could have said, "Lord, well, if you could get me a nice house. Lord, if you could arrange for a couple of people to take care of me for the rest of my life. Lord, if you could get somebody to give me 2 hot meals a day." Could have asked for anything, but no, there was only one thing Bartimaeus wanted. He wanted to see. Sinner, tonight, I'm not here preaching prosperity gospel. I'm here preaching Christ and Him crucified. I'm not here saying, "Well, pray unto God for riches and you'll get them." No. I'm here saying, pray unto God for salvation and praise God, you'll get that. That's all you need forever. Bartimaeus, he stood before Christ that day with the realization and acceptance that spiritually and physically he was blind. That spiritually and physically he had no hope. That spiritually and physically there was no one and nothing he could turn to apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ saw it. Praise God, He reads our hearts. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ knows our every thought, knows everything in our heart. Child of God, He knows whenever we're weary. He knows whenever we're distressed. He knows when we're going through the hard times. Why? Because He reads our every thought and our every heart's desire and our every heart's care. And sinner, He knows your heart too. He knows your heart and He knows the burden that is upon your heart. The Lord reads it all. You cry unto Him just like Bartimaeus did with the assurance or with the acceptance that you need Him, that you need salvation, that you're a sinner that needs to be saved. Christ reads that heart. Christ steps in and saves you. Notice thirdly and finally, not only the condition of the man and the cry of the man, then in verse 52 we have the cure of the man. Verse 52, "And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." There and then in the street outside of Jericho, that darkness disappeared forever. Physically and spiritually. There and then in the street at Jericho, 1 second he couldn't see a thing, all he could hear was voices. All he could smell was the fragrances. But like that, he could now see. Darkness was gone. Why? Because he went to the light. John 8 and verse 12, what does Christ say of Himself? He says, "I am the light of the world, and he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Malachi 4 and verse 2, what does Christ call Himself? He calls Himself the Son of Righteousness, and that Son is spelled S-U-N. See, he's the only light that we need to dispel all darkness. We're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity, our eyes are blinded by the sins in our life. But when Christ steps in, the darkness goes away. When Christ steps in, the light vanishes or dispels all darkness forever. You think in your home you're sitting and you have the light on, suddenly maybe a bulb blows and you're in darkness again, aren't you? That never happens in the Christian walk. That light which goes on in your heart will never, ever be extinguished. Why? As Christ has promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's always with you. And therefore, when you become a child of God, when you get washed in the blood of the Lamb, that light, wherever you go in this earth, goes with you. You have the Son of Righteousness forever and forever. You know, that day, whenever Bartimaeus came to Christ, his eyes were opened. You know, he saw the trees that day. Beautiful palm trees blowing there at Jericho. He saw the throngs of people that were standing round about. For the first time ever, he would have saw the state of his own clothes and the state of his own body. He saw the buildings. He saw the food. He saw water. He saw Christ. First thing he saw was Christ. Darkness all his life, and yet whenever Christ stepped in, he opened his eyes, and right before him was the beautiful face of our Savior. Child, today, this evening, child of God, rejoice. One day we'll see that beautiful face. We'll see him face to face, the one who saved us by his grace. He'll take us by the hand and lead us through the promised land. Oh, what a day that will be. We close our eyes in this earth and we open them, and there standing before us is our Savior with his nail-pierced hands, with his nail-pierced feet. We stand and welcome us home. Tell me, friend, tonight, can you say that? Do you have that assurance in your life that one day you will close your eyes in this earth and then you'll see heaven and you'll see Christ? Do you have that assurance that one day there before you will be the beautiful Savior welcoming you home? Or do you have to be honest and say, I don't know where I'm going? Well, friend, if you can't say you're going to heaven and you're going to see Christ, then you're going to hell. And that will not be the beautiful sight which heaven is. Doesn't Luke 16 tell us all about the torments of the rich man when he died? He opened his eyes and he was there in hell forever. Tell me, which assurance would you rather have tonight? To see the Savior or to be in torments? You know, Christ, as we've already said, Christ is passing this way. Just as he did there in the city of Jericho, he came and he passed through. There in that city, he saw the salvation, not only of Bartimaeus, he saw it of Zacchaeus. No doubt many others. But if this is the one time when Christ passes by, what are you going to do tonight? Are you going to cry out like Bartimaeus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me? Or are you going to sit quietly by the wayside? No, friend, tonight, salvation is the only way to dispel your spiritual blindness. Salvation is the only way in which that condition can be taken away. Salvation is the only way which you can guarantee you will see Christ face to face. Our children don't to sing it. No, you can't get to heaven without what? Salvation. As we close tonight, I ask you the question. Do you have it? You say with an assurance, I have salvation in my heart. The Lord has come in. He has dispelled the darkness. And I have the Son of Righteousness ever abiding with me. Or maybe you're still in darkness. Friend, come to Christ tonight. See the black, see the darkness taken away forever. Rejoice that one day you will go and you will see the beautiful face of Christ. Come believing, come receiving, come now. For He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. You need to come to Christ tonight. The Lord bless His word to each and every heart.